Shi Chunyang was a very practical person. It was a trait that Xi Jinping valued in him. After Xi was elected as the party chief of the production brigade, he recommended Shi Chunyang to the role of brigade leader and member of the party committee. In the spring of 1975, Xi put forward Shi's name again, this time for the role of vice party chief of the production brigade. Shi Chunyang learned a lot working with Xi Jinping, but perhaps the most valuable lesson was that leaders need to use an impartial approach when they are dividing up a cake. A case in point was a story that Shi Chunyang would never forget. After the production brigade received a batch of grain to relieve a food shortage, its distribution became mired in controversy. Everyone argued that they were having difficulty at home and so deserved more grain. What started as a discussion soon became fierce wrangling. Knowing that life wasn't easy for anyone in the village, Xi Jinping said, "Stop arguing already. Let's go and visit each household right now. We'll take a look at how much food everyone has. The less you have, the more you'll get." And with that, Xi went on a door-to-door inspection tour of every household and recorded what each house had in store. It took him from 10 o'clock that night until 5 o'clock the next morning. But nobody complained, because in the end, Xi gave more to the people who were in more dire need. After Xi left Liang Jiahe, Shi Chunyang experienced many ups and downs as the party chief. But one thing remained unchanged. He always adhered to the principle of impartiality, and he always remembered Xi's advice: be impartial when dividing cakes, and be smart in doing so. Shi Chunyang also learned that in times of scarcity, being impartial is the most important thing. But when there are opportunities for development to be had, greater weight needs to be given to enlarging the cake. Spotting one of those opportunities, Shi Chunyang decided to enlarge the cake. It takes an apple tree 5 years to start producing fruit. Shi realized that an apple orchard less than 1/6 of an acre would produce a profit of a couple of thousand yuan each year. But when the trees reached their prime productive age, their fruit could bring in a profit of almost 20,000 yuan, far more profitable than planting crops. Another opportunity presented itself from 2014 onwards. More and more people started to travel to Liang Jiahe. Local officials set up a company to develop the cultural and tourism potential of the village. Shi Chunyang had its charter written, established a well-rounded system of management, and hired professional managers and finance staff. The company would go on to help 60% of the locals to secure a job at the company. When the educated youth arrived at Liang Jiahe, village boy Wu Hui was only 14 years old, a year younger than Xi Jinping. He had just finished junior high school. Wu Hui had 6 siblings, which was a lot of mouths for his family to feed. He was young and not strong enough for heavy farm work. But he was a smart boy with a warm heart. When he noticed that the educated youth were having trouble communicating with the local folk because they couldn't fully understand the local dialect, he volunteered to translate for them. This boosted Wu Hui's confidence in the village and encouraged him to spend more time hanging out with the educated youth. He was fascinated by their conversations and was drawn to the books piled on their beds, by their windows, and beside their pillows. Noticing his interest in the books, the educated youth offered to lend them to Wu Hui to read. The first book he borrowed was Xi Jinping's copy of 100,000 Wise, a book that opened a window to the world for him. After that, Wu couldn't stop reading. Borrowing books from Xi that included Romance of the Three Kingdoms, Mother, and Quiet Flows the Dawn. A low-key and pragmatic Xi Jinping and the other youth helped me to set a new direction in life, Wu Hui would later say. Inspired by Xi Jinping, Wu Hui was determined to enter university. He took the college entrance exam in 1973 and was accepted by Yan'an Normal School. At his departure, Xi Jinping gave him coupons for 15 kilograms of food and a blue coat, saying, "Take this with you to school, you can work as a coat as well as a quilt." By the time Wu graduated from university, Xi had left Liang Jiahe, but his influence helped to encourage Wu to devote his life to education. And no matter where he went, he'd always do more and say less, as he had learned to believe that action speaks louder than words. In the eyes of those around him, Liu Yongyao was a very capable man, one with quick wits and nimble fingers. Liu enjoyed this praise and admitted that he seldom admired anyone when he was young. However, there is an exception, the young Xi Jinping. In early 1974, Liu Yongyao accepted the job of principal at Liang Jiahe Primary School. It was there that he met the village party chief, Xi Jinping. Xi talked with Liu about building methane pools for the village. He said that they could replace firewood, improve the fertility of the soil, and increase grain yields, and that if they could be built all around the world, then clean energy and land improvement could be achieved in harmony. It was then that Xi said something which Liu remembers till this day. "Man has come into the world to do good for mankind." Once the first methane pools were built in Liang Jiahe and the village became a model for the whole province to learn from, Liu volunteered to paint the promotional poster for the project. Xi accepted his offer and provided him with a whole wall to paint. "What should I draw?" Liu asked. "You can draw the country mustering its resolve and resources in building methane pools," Xi replied. "But how can I draw all of the people in the country? There are so many of them." "Draw a worker, a farmer, a soldier, a student, and a businessman. They represent the whole nation," Xi said, having clearly given it some thought already. Shortly afterwards, Liu showed Xi a draft of his poster. "There is no businessman in Liang Jiahe, so I drew two farmers," he said. Xi asked him, "But why is the student shouldering a spade?" "He is an educated youth," Liu said. Liu saw Xi's smile fade. "Students are supposed to be students, not farmers," he said. "Remember that this painting is about the whole nation, not just Liang Jiahe village." It was then that Liu understood. In his mind, he saw Liang Jiahe, but Xi was looking at the nation. Later, Liu Yongyao also proved helpful by fixing a diesel engine that was surprisingly essential when it came to building dams. Xi told him that he had learned to use the engine in this way from a newspaper. Xi said that he had been trying to work smarter, not harder. Encouraged by Xi, Liu Yongyao went on to teach more people how to repair diesel engines. In 1978, Liu Yongyao was assigned a teaching job in Yantran Middle School. He became a multiple award-winning teacher and would spend his career inventing teaching aids for the classroom, including one that was awarded a national patent. Liu Yongyao continued on his path as an innovator even after he retired. He says that even though he might not be able to benefit mankind, he can at least benefit the people in his hometown.